there's a virus called DNS Changer,
mm-hmm.
Which has actually been shut down by the FBI, which is good news,
mm-hmm.
Earlier this year. And what it was doing was DNS is the computer system that redirects what you type into your browser. So if you type in www.abc.net.au, it converts that address into the numbers that the computer can then find the right server on the internet to get the web page.
Right, okay.
Now, DNS Changer was redirecting those searches to different servers. So when you, and it was specifically targeted at searches. So if you were looking for something, you would, you know, you go to Google and you type in a search, but then all of a sudden you get all this advertising and weird stuff popping up that you probably didn't anticipate.
Mm.
Now, what happened is the FBI located the people that were doing this and raided them and taken over all the servers. So if you're now infected with this particular malware, your DNS is actually working because the FBI are now managing the servers and are redirecting your searches back to the correct location.
Okay. But, and you wouldn't necessarily know this?
You wouldn't necessarily know this. So there's apparently, there's 10,000 people in Australia that are still infected with this malware out of several hundred million around the world. So there's not very many left. So there's a website now that the ACMA have put up, which is www.dns-ok.gov.au. So dns-ok.gov.au. If you go to that page, you get a big green bar at the top that says your DNS is okay, and my DNS was okay, so that's what I got.
Right.
But I can't tell you what the wrong thing is because I don't know what it looks like, but I imagine it's a big red bar that says you're infected.
So what you go to, if you want to check your own
website. To check your own computer,
yeah, okay.
You just go to that website, mm-hmm. and it will come up and give you a green tick or a red cross, I imagine.
And what's it doing to your computer?
Now nothing. But what's going to happen is in a month or two, the FBI are actually going to turn these servers off. And when that happens, you'll have no internet.
Right,
because
okay.
Because you can't then convert what you type into your web browser, mm-hmm. into a computer number, because the DNS servers that your computer is looking for, which are currently being run by the FBI, will be switched off.
Mm.
So dns-ok.gov.au.
Okay. Worth people just checking quickly and just seeing.
Yeah, look, it only takes 2 seconds. Jump on, you get a green bar that says you're okay and you're good to go.
All right.
If you get a red bar, it's... I think they actually give you instructions on how to clean it up. And look, you don't need to take it to a technician to get the DNS part fixed again.
Okay.
So you should.
Because I was going to ask.
Yourself.
Yeah, I was going to ask how easy or otherwise it is to actually fix back to the way things
yeah.
are.
Well, look, the beauty with this particular piece of malware, and it was also its weakness, because it was fairly easy for the FBI, I imagine, to track back to who's actually running these servers,
mm.
is that the only thing it really did to your computer was change these DNS entries, which can be changed back again pretty simply. So your computer doesn't actually get infested with all this the viruses, unless you pick them up from third-party websites when you're infected. And I certainly did have clients with this malware on there,
mm-hmm.
but they were infected with other viruses that they may have picked up along the way.
Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, it shows how careful you need to be with some of these sorts of things. Would normal virus protection now get rid of it?
It should, absolutely.
It should now. Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. So even the free versions,
yeah, absolutely.
You would think
all
if FBI's onto it.
Because it's well known and it's common, that sort of stuff gets picked up pretty much straight away.
Okay. Also from last week, something we didn't get onto, the value of gaming.
Yes.
You wanted to mention.
Well, this was just an analysis of current gaming market in the Asia-Pacific region. So mm. not only Australia, but all of Southeast Asia and Japan and places like that.
Okay.
And they said by 2016, so a few years away now, $30 billion is going to be the size of the gaming market.
$30 billion in gaming? in a few years' time.
So if you've got kids and they want to go to uni, tell them to get into game development. There's probably going to be a market there.
Well,
for
there
them.
Are there are courses like that as well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So a huge market there of the talented at it. Good imagination, I assume, something in
there. Good
imagination.
Well, look, really good math skills if you're going to be in the actual programming side of it, because all of this is physics-based gaming now. You have to be good at math. Graphic designers, there's always a huge demand because all of the landscapes that go into games are all graphically designed. So you actually have to be able to do all of this animation in 3D gaming. So there's two fields there that are just going to continue to develop.
Yeah, indeed.
So you've got the skills, yeah.
Glenda on the SMS asks this, my Facebook page is not encrypted and when I open it I get the heading, my name, so I'm logged in, and a blank page. What can I do?
I'm not sure.
So it's Glenda. So, Glenn, I'm not entirely sure. So it opened, whenever you open Facebook, you're logged in, but from the sound of that, you don't
get any... You're not actually getting the page.
Any of the page actually, actually coming up.
First thing I would try is actually empty your temporary internet files and then reload the page and see if it's just a corrupted cache file that's causing it from downloading.
Right, okay.
And also perhaps delete your cookies as well.
All right, so cookies and temporary internet files. Okay, and
both
then start
of which,
again.
Depending on your browser, are under tools and options, and then you'll find them somewhere there. Yeah.
Okay. You also wanted to raise, some stuff about the dark side of social networks.
Yes, this is just another example, and we've been talking about this for a couple of years now, about the issues with putting information onto Facebook. Now, this app has actually already been pulled, so it's no longer available for all the stalkers in Ballarat. You can't get it. It's called Girls Around Me, and it mixes information that's contained in people's Facebook pages with another program, and then it can pull up details of where these people are if they happen to use one of the Facebook. You know, if they say, "Oh, I'm down at the nightclub," it then puts that information into this app so someone can be sitting there with their phone and get your name and your photograph so they know who you are in the nightclub.
And you only need the app, you don't actually need to know the person.
You don't need to know the person at all.
And if the person's got certain things switched on their phones and Facebook and all that sort of stuff.
And there's no default security setting in or privacy setting in Facebook that allows this, that blocks this particular technology.
It's a bit scary.
It's very scary. So it's been pulled. It's no longer available as a download, but it does mean that this information can be, in real time, coalesced into a usable application that allows people to find out where you are.
So in theory, if I had it, I could turn on the app on my phone, have a look
through it. You say, I want to go out on the town, and you go, okay, who's at the pub tonight?
And maybe thinking...
And, she's cute, and she's down at that particular pub. Yeah. I'm going to go and...
And you might be using it for your friends, but it's showing you anyone and everyone.
Basically, the name of the app is Girls Around Me.
So it just finds girls.
It just finds girls.
So where are the good-looking girls at tonight?
Yeah, exactly.
That I can go and annoy.
Yeah. So two lessons from this. Don't put too much information into Facebook. And certainly don't put in information about where you are in a particular point in time.
Yeah. I don't go with a lot of the... I don't go with most of the sort of sky is falling stuff about social networking and how bad it is. I don't use it very much myself, as you well know, but it's just a different way of people communicating, but that sort of stuff's just creepy.
Yeah, but when it comes to Facebook, they're worth a bit of money. Their IPO is almost due. In fact, it might be this week. I'm not sure of the specific date.
Just the share offer,
But they've... basically sold all of their shares that they were listing before the actual listing on the stock exchange. And they're currently rated at $104 billion net public worth. So, yeah, not as much as Google, but...
It's a lot of money.
Not a lot, yeah. Certainly enough to retire on for several lifetimes, I think.
Yeah, I'd say more than several. Where to next? Should we go with a Max and
Infected? I was gloating, yeah.
Okay.
For all Mac users, I don't get to gloat very often.
What's happened?
Well, look, generally Macs are pretty resistant to viruses because the underlying operating system is based on Unix. So And also there's lower market penetration, so less viruses are written for Macs. But that is certainly changing because there are more Macs on the market.
Yep.
And to a certain extent, a lot of people buying Macs are not supercomputer savvy. They just want a computer that they think will be easier to use.
Yep.
So this particular malware is specifically targeted at Macs. It's called Flashback. And we're going to talk about last week, I think. It's called Flashback. And it's infected 600,000 Macs worldwide, including about 250 in the hometown of Apple's. It's reasonably well spread.
So what does it do?
It turns off security settings, it injects itself into running applications, and it sends your private information back to servers being managed by the hackers.
Nice.
So fairly sophisticated and fairly scary type of virus.
And if you're a girl, they probably have that app you were talking about before, and the hackers running the virus know where you are.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Now, bank account details and your current location.
The first iteration of this particular virus installed itself through unpatched Flash software, which mm-hmm. you would need to run different things on in your web browser. And for it to install, it actually popped up and you had to type in your admin password in your Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just got an article this morning, which is a new variant of the same virus, which exploits a flaw in Java software, which again is also installed on nearly every computer. Now, the Java software was patched in January for Windows, but it hasn't been patched for the Macintosh operating system, and it doesn't require an admin password for the virus to install on your computer. So all you have to do if you've got a Mac is go to a infected website and you get infected. And apparently, according to this article, there is at least 4 million websites that have this particular virus on them. So it's a fairly widespread problem. So what they're suggesting at the moment is if you have a Mac, turn off Java altogether.
Just turn it off.
Turn it off.
Just explain for people what Java does.
Java is a programming language, and the beauty of it is someone can write a program for Java to do something, and it will then run on any platform. So you can write a program to do a certain thing, and it will then work on a Mac, it'll work mm-hmm. on Windows, it'll work on a phone, providing all of those platforms are running the underlying Java program. So from that point of view, really, really useful, because you can then write little programs that will work on any platform. So yeah. You don't specifically have to rewrite it to run on different platforms.
So if you turn off Java, some things
some
are not
programs
going to work.
Will not work.
Yeah.
Now, so if you know you have a program that relies on Java, you will have to be very careful about which websites you go to.
All right. Do Mac users not... don't know necessarily. Are they less wary of this sort of stuff? Do they use less sort of...
Security
things?
To my mind, I think they are. There is a air of self-confidence about Mac users that says we can't get infected, in which case they actually can. And I find a lot of them don't have any antivirus programs on their computers at all.
Yeah.
There is a really, really basic antivirus program that's built into Macs, but it's about as useful as Windows Defender, which is completely useless.
Yeah,
so,
right. Scott, we'll pop some of this up on the web and the like, and we will talk to you in a week's time.
No worries.